Now, the body which manages the electricity grid says demand is expected to grow by 45% from its 2023 level to 2034. Airgrid says there will be a challenging outlook between this year and 2027 until new sources of power come on stream. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy joins us now. David, just how tight will supplies be over the coming years?
Well, I think they will be tight, particularly between now and 2027. But what Airgrid is saying that it does have the option of drawing on temporary emergency generation to fill the gap if there is trouble ahead. So that temporary emergency generation is the ability to call on four power stations with just 15 minutes notice. There are two of them in Dublin, Huntstown and North Wall, Shannon Bridge in County Offaly, Tarbert in County Kerry. And they also have the ability to use another power station, Money Point in County Clare. But I think that's really over the next 2 years as demand gets tight. And then it sees the situation beginning to improve after 2027 and 2028, when a new interconnector with France will come on stream and there'll also be more gas supplies available, gas electricity generated by gas coming on stream.
And what is driving increase in demand?
So a big part of it is data centres. So at the moment, they're using 27% of Ireland's power, and that's going to rise to 31% by the year 2034. And it's not just data centres, it's also the information technology industry, which is expanding alongside data centres, including AI. But on top of that, there's also the electrification of transport and heating. As more people use heat pumps, they're expected in the next 10 years to use about 10% of Ireland's electricity, and electric vehicles are expected to use about 8% of Ireland's electricity in 10 years' time. So all of that is creating growth and demand. And at the same time, we know the government has plans to see a big increase in housing output. That will require more electricity too.
And what if there's an emergency? Where can Airgrid get power from?
Well, as I mentioned, those additional power stations. But I think in future years, what they want to see is more power generation being supplied by the industry. And the question is, where does it come from? Because at the moment, they're warning that the industry can't simply rely on burning more and more fossil fuels. Obviously, that's not going to be aligned with Ireland's climate targets. And we know already that Ireland is going to miss its targets for reducing emissions. It's supposed to reduce them by 50% by the year 2030. It's most likely it's going to be around 27%. So as there is more demand, what they want to see, obviously, is more use of renewables over time.
David Murphy, our economics and public affairs editor, thank you for that.